No, please go back.
May the God who created, saved, and sustains all things be with us as I speak. Jesus is asking us a question. He's asking us who he is. How are we going to answer? The disciples of Jesus, walking on this path, discovered a dangerous and deadly truth. A subversive, scandalous, and downright blasphemous secret. And here it is. Jesus was not a good man. Or rather, Jesus was not just a good man. They thought that Jesus was the Messiah, the man who they were expecting to save God's people. The holy texts of the Jewish people promised a prophecy that God would send someone to return the Israelites to glory, a descendant of King David, anointed to lead and to govern, to bring justice to all the nations, and to a people who were oppressed by the Roman Empire. This meant a warrior king who would win back the freedom of the Jews, leading armies. But that just wasn't what Jesus was. They discovered that Jesus was the Son of God, the Almighty Creator, incarnated within his creation. God in human flesh, God in human form, a God who was human shaped. Just think about that for a moment. Our God, a God who is bigger and older than the universe, who existed before he created us and will continue to exist way after we're gone. This God, who does not need us to exist, and to whom we are constantly unfaithful, whose commandments we struggle to hold. This God, this great big God, loves us so much that he became one of us in order to speak to us in person, to meet us face to face, to usher in his kingdom so that all might be saved. He underwent torture, humiliation, fear, and even death on a cross, all for our sake. Our God, here on earth. A God who understands what it is to be human, but is more than just human. Fully God, fully man. Jesus was not John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness. He wasn't Elijah come again. He wasn't one of the prophets. Jesus was, is, and always will be God. Jesus is God. Even now, that feels dangerous to say. Jesus is God sounds scandalous, even though we know it to be true. You can imagine the early Christians whispering in doorways, "Did you hear? Jesus is God." And we don't say it often enough. Because saying Jesus is God changes things in ways that saying Jesus is King or Jesus is Lord does not. Saying Jesus is God has meaning that impacts and agitates our lives and purposes and hearts. Recognizing Jesus as God is scary. scary. It means giving up control on our lives and letting ourselves become changed as a result. It's easy for us to live as though Jesus was a good man. We have lots of good people in the world, lots of selfless, caring people who set examples for how we could live. Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. The world's also full of gurus, motivational speakers, self-help books. And the great thing about all of these fantastic people, these wonderful people and their wonderful, great advice, is that we can ignore it. It's okay to ignore their advice, because that's all it is, advice from a good person. It's easy to live as though Jesus is a good man, because that means we don't need to feel as guilty when we ignore his good advice. It's also a lot easier to call Jesus Lord or King. We know about monarchy in this country. In fact, this week we celebrated the 63rd year of our Queen's reign. They rule and we live our lives, going about our own business while we follow the broad set of laws. But even if you've met the Queen in person, I wonder if she's had a personal impact on your life and how you live it. If you met her, she would ask you, how are you living? How are you following me? It's easy to talk about Jesus as King because that means Jesus is distant, uninvolved in our day-to-day life, not watching over us, not with us. But the thing is, Jesus is right here, walking alongside us, understands us, and is asking us to walk with him. Anyone can teach Jesus' teaching as good advice, as suggestions for moral living, but a soul that recognizes that Jesus is more than a good man, more than a leader, recognizes that Jesus is God, and because of that, the words of Jesus are the words of God. That soul has no choice but to live for him and with those words on their heart. And it's not easy. I don't manage to keep the laws of God. I know I don't. Because I lie. I know I lie. Everyone tells small lies. And I don't care for my neighbour as much as I could. I walk past homeless people in the street even though I know that I probably could spare 10 minutes to go and chat to them to buy them a sandwich. But I try. And I may never have killed someone, but that doesn't mean I'm not blameless. That doesn't mean I'm blameless even, or that I'm sin-free. We all fall back. We all trip over. But there's hope. Because Jesus died and rose again, our sins don't need to hold us back. They no longer need to weigh us down. When we do something wrong and we fall over, we can get up again. There's an opportunity for a fresh start, another attempt. Again and again and again, Jesus lets us, welcomes us back to him. If at first you don't succeed, succeed. Try again. There's always another opportunity to come to God. And I'd like to ask you to imagine what your life could look like if you lived like Jesus is God and not a good man. What would this church, this nation look like if we lived like Jesus is God and instead of just saying he is? Jesus tells his listeners exactly what that should look like. If anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. Living like Jesus is God means giving control over to him. Accepting that his way is not an easy way, but following him anyway. And if Jesus is God, then it's selfish to keep it to ourselves. By holding back the gospel, this great, fantastic, good news, we're holding back the kingdom. By not telling people about Jesus, by not putting ourselves out there, by not risking rejection, what it tells people is that we're ashamed by Jesus. We're ashamed of Jesus. That we're ashamed to say that Jesus is God. And if we're ashamed to say that Jesus is God, why would anyone want to believe it? If Jesus is God, why should we act ashamed? Not forcing our religion down people's throats does not mean that we shouldn't share our faith. Living like Jesus is God means taking risks for the gospel. And that risk doesn't mean that we all have to go out on the street shouting to the masses. It doesn't mean that you have to grab strangers in the supermarket and say, "Have you heard about Jesus?" It doesn't mean that you need to go on mission trips with bishops. It doesn't mean that you need to go and preach in crowded pubs, or even worse, empty ones. It could be all of these things, but taking a risk for the gospel can also be a lot smaller and easier. It could be sharing a story with your friends about how you met Jesus. It might be stopping to talk to a homeless person on the street and loving them like a human. Ask their name, shake their hand, tell them your name. It might be noticing when someone needs to talk and listening. It might be responding to someone's grumbles and complaints with an offer of prayer. It might be inviting someone from work to a church coffee morning. It might be saying hello when someone new wanders in. Jesus' instructions to us are straightforward. How do you live your life? 1, love God. 2, love your neighbor. From this, all the law, everything comes. From this, you feed the hungry, you feel the sick, you feed the sick, you bring good news to the poor, you forgive your enemy, because you love them and you love God. The joy of Christ is that when you put your trust in him, anything is possible. Living like Jesus is God may not always be pain-free, but it's never alone, because Jesus is God on earth. Even in the darkest times, God is always with us. Even when we don't see him or feel him, God's there. We may not always be happy with God. Sometimes we might be angry with him. But he is always always constantly faithful to us. A constant companion who will catch us when we fall and will guide us through the valley overshadowed by death. Because death and sin and evil did not defeat Jesus. Jesus defeated death. He rose again. Jesus is alive. That's what we sing. Jesus is alive. Not just on Easter. And because of this, his death has meaning. The battle against sin, against death, against evil, against darkness, it has already been won. Nothing is more powerful, more loving, more good than God. Nothing is stronger than God. All those children's songs, "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty," it's true. And if that God is for us, then absolutely nothing can stand against us. Our sins, all of them, are forgiven by Christ. And it is never too late to trust in him. Yes, things might go wrong, but we've got Jesus. There's no limits to the number of fresh new starts that we have in Jesus. All we need to do is recognize that we have failed in living like he is God and ask for his help in changing that. So right now, today, in this church, Jesus is asking you who he is. What answer are you giving?